Well, at the end of every year, you know, you've always got your tax planning to do. Well, let me bend the ear of you successful contractors that have been busy this year. Get over to Sanderson Ford and exercise your Section 179 and buy yourself one of them brand new F-150s. It is the rave of the land right now. Detroit News says it is a home run. So check it out. But for you homeowners, there are other things you want to consider too about year-end conditions. A lot of the federal solar tax incentives and rebates are being downscaled. But I don't want you all to think that the downscaling of these credits makes solar completely infeasible at your home, because it's not. It's something you definitely should consider. Just because the tax credits are fading away doesn't mean you shouldn't explore the option of going solar. All right? It's a responsible thing to do. Going solar protects you from price increases for now until forever. Right? If nothing else, it protects you from all the price increases. So to discuss that, we're going to bring in Mr. Kyle Ritlin of Sun Valley Solar Solutions to talk about what does next year in solar look like.
Provide people with the opportunity to look at incentives, you know, the real incentives that are out there and available today. And there's some really good ones. I mean, from battery incentives to the federal tax credit. It's worth reminding people that the federal tax credit is going to drop at the end of this year. So it's currently at 26%. So if you buy a solar energy system, you can on your taxes for the year that it's installed, you can claim 26% tax credit. There's also some other incentives out there in Arizona for batteries and things like that. Easiest thing to do if you want to learn the incentives is you can go play with the estimator tool we talked about at sunvalleysolar.com/savings, or you can just give us a call, 480-689-5000, and we're more than happy to sort of walk you through what's out there. But the 26% will drop at the end of this year to 22% for next year, and then it will be gone after that. So it's really advantageous if you've been curious about solar and what that can do for you, to spend a few minutes looking at what the options are now so that you can take advantage of those before they're gone.
And I'm excited because there's an old saying in the desert, you know, whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. And we're on a shared well, and we've got a water issue we've been in the process of resolving that looks like we're going to be done this month. And we've just been saving all the things that we're getting done around our house or that we have until this issue is resolved. And, you know, our vision, and we've talked about it with you, Kyle, is solar, because we've got plans for the home and because it's going to need a new roof in the next 10 years. And we've got horse stalls to build out, that the cover for the horse stalls are going to be the solar panels. So we've got them there indefinitely, and we don't have to worry about what we're going to do on the home later.
Yeah. That's becoming more common, where people are doing add-ons to the house and they're doing solar at the same time, or they're doing parking shade structures or carports or, you know, that sort of thing. And they see that as an opportunity to just build the solar into the construction of the new building rather than put it on their rooftop. So, yeah, we see that from time to time. But the vast majority of people prefer to put it on their rooftop. And, you know, the good news is that we have a lot of sun here in Arizona. So long as you have the available roof space and you've got a healthy roof, and we can look at that for you. We can also connect you with roofers if you want an independent assessment. Most of the time, roofers will give you an assessment for free. So we can do either or both. But yeah, as long as you've got a clear roof with lots of sun and not big trees shading it, there's a good chance that you would be able to make a lot of money with solar, or save a lot of money with solar, I should say.
And how does orientation work if the majority of your usable roof space is facing north?
So south is the best direction for maximum sun capture here in Arizona. West is good too. So southwest is really the best. That doesn't mean that if you have a north-facing roof, you can't benefit from solar. But the calculation is going to be a little bit different if you've got the panels on the north, because it gets slightly less exposure. So that's part of what we do when we sit down and we do an assessment. So again, if you were to go to the tool that we talked about at sunvalleysolar.com /savings, that takes some assumptions into account in order to be able to get you to a price and a savings point relatively quickly.
And those assumptions, again, are based off of 8,000 installs. This
right.
isn't
it's
just
based off of real data, but we have had to take and put a few assumptions in there in order to make that easy. Now, when we sit down and we do an actual calculation at the house, if you decide to proceed with that, we'll refine that number and get you to something that's much more specific to your rooftop. And we can do that on any type of roof. Usually over the phone, we can get a pretty good idea of what that is, even by just looking at the Google view of your roof.
Now, Kyle, these tax incentives are pretty substantial. I mean, they're tax credits that could cover 1/4 of the cost. Now, let me ask you, at my house, y'all's prepackaged plan indicated that I needed the extra large. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you've priced it on the calculating tool as a per month expense. What do I get to take as a tax credit? Just my per monthly expense in the payment plan, or the total mm-hmm. purchase price of the system?
The total purchase price of the system. So the payments that you see in the tool are post tax incentive, right?
Got it.
So what we're assuming you're going to do is you're going to make the purchase, and in that first year you're going to claim the full 26%, and then the balance on that, if you will, is what we've factored into the pricing component. Now, with that being said, you can stretch out that tax credit, I think over 5 years, if I remember correctly. And I'm not an accountant, so I always tell people to talk to their accountant to get the real numbers. But you can stretch it out, or you can take it all in the first year.
Interesting.
And there are other financing packages. So again, the tool includes a very specific financing package. If you wanted to explore other financing options, or even just a cash purchase price, we can put all of those on the table as well, and we can have that conversation. But we would want to do that on a case-by-case basis and, you know, look at, you know, each customer distinctly and figure out where they're most comfortable.
Now, in this month of May, we've been talking to people about making sure their homes are prepared for the oncoming summer, where they're having mm-hmm. to, you know, they're having to deal with the highest electric bills they have all year, generally speaking, for the homes located on the desert floor. And we tell people one of the things we've told them for years is go ahead and take the courageous step to step into time of use power consumption. Don't be on mm-hmm. the standard rate. Now, it seems to me solar is producing most of its juice during the on-peak hours. So your house is basically sleeping, as far as the utility company is concerned, during those on-peak periods. This is a great way, when you do have to buy from the power company, you're buying at 1/3 or 1/4 the price in the evenings and the nights with the off-peak rates.
That's right. That's right. So at the top of the hour, we talked about, you know, solar is still plugged into the grid. So one of the things that we look at is that your solar panels are producing energy. So they're offsetting what you have to purchase from the utility. To your point, that's occurring during the day when the utility prices are generally at their highest.
Yeah.
In the evening time, your utility costs drop dramatically, depending on your utility. That's either 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. So you can pull from the grid during that time, and that's not going to be anywhere near as costly as the energy that you would have to buy during the day. So yeah, so what solar panels are doing, they're offsetting your more expensive energy. And if you want to go one step deeper, you add a battery.
Okay.
That's where I wanted to get it. Yes.
Yeah. The estimator tool allows you, you know, to toggle a battery in and out, and you can see how that affects it. And what that simply does is that allows you to store up your excess solar energy to help offset even further your expensive hours, or to use to power critical loads in the evening or during power outages. You can set them up different ways, but that it just takes and gives you more solar energy, more hours in the day.
Well, the other thing this does for you is those time of use plans, those time demand charges, occur only on peak. So if you can limit your demand charge to one or two, because you're solar system providing everything you need, you can set your demand meter down at 1.5 or 2 all summer long, ignore the demand charge, because it could be next to nothing, and buy 90% or 95, 96, 97% of your power off peak with no demand charge penalty for what you buy on peak, for what little it is. You,
right.
You could really... In my head, I'm milking.
Yeah.
That's exactly the scenario.
Very, very interesting. Now, what kind of maintenance would I have to expect for a solar system, Kyle?
Mm-hmm. Good question. So they're relatively low maintenance, but it's really important that they are monitored regularly. So the good news is that we offer some active monitoring plans where we'll monitor it for you. We'll check in and make sure each one of the panels is operating to its peak efficiency. We'll do that a couple times a week, and we'll flag that for you. And we offer those services if you want to. Some people prefer to monitor their own system, in which case then they just need to make sure that they log in regularly a few times a week. And when I say log in, there's sometimes an app, or there's a web portal that you can log into, and you can make sure that each one of your panels is producing electricity. And for the most part, that's about it. Just keep your eye on it, making sure that you don't have critters moving in. So in some instances, birds like to nest under solar panels, obviously, because they're shady. We usually give people the option, during the sales consultation, we'll talk about bird proofing and whether or not that is, something that, they would like to add. We can always add it later too, if they find that a problem is coming up, but it's really up to them to keep an eye and make sure that no critters are moving in up there. So, you know, monitoring it, if they choose to do the monitoring on their own and checking in a couple times a week, make sure all the panels are functioning, making sure they're clean, making sure no critters are moving in. That's relatively uncommon, but it's not unheard of. It does happen out there.